Hello.
Hi, Reginald. This is Daniel Foster speaking from Robots Design Union. I'm good. How are you?
I'm not good, man. Y'all the techs, man. It shouldn't take all this to get the site up and running. And it doesn't matter if it's showing on your hosting. If it's not on the World Wide Web, you ain't done nothing. It ain't nothing.
No, man. It's not like that. We have checked it on several websites and several search engines, but it is showing up on our end. But don't worry.
Yeah, on your end, if it's not showing.
Don't worry.
I should wait for www.com, www.mywebsite, and it should come up. If it's not, I can't do that. It's not on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, you're facing
the problem.
It's on
your stuff. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's on your stuff. It's not on my stuff. And then World Wide Web, it ain't published.
All right, Reginald, we are here to fix your problem. Don't worry about it. We will fix your problem. I have a technical lead on my with us on the line. I'm going to connect you with
what?
Him.
I don't need to talk to him. I don't know that stuff. Y'all know that stuff.
I gave you all the information to connect it.
I need to talk to anybody about anything?
I understand, Reginald, but this is a professional, you know. This is a professional line. You have to, tell him that you're facing the problem.
What do you mean I'm facing the problem or fixing the problem? I can't fix the problem. You got all the information you need to transfer and publish the site. That's all I can do. I don't have anything else to say.
I don't know
this business like that. You do.
No, you are right on everything, but you just have to tell him directly that you are not, that the website is not showing up on your search engine. That's it. You just
it's
have
not
to tell
showing
it.
Up on the World Wide Web. What search engine
yes.
did you search in? Because I can pull the search engine up on my phone and search it and see if it come up. I just put it in which comes. And then I did check it on the World Wide Web when I was at work.
Uh-huh.
I put it right in.
Mm-hmm.
It did not come up. So it's not published.
I totally got your point. You just have to tell him directly that the website is not showing up on your, search engine. That's it.
Man, this is crazy, man. Why should I have to tell him anything? You supposed to be telling him
because,
what needs to be done.
Because he's the technical
lead. Me telling him that ain't going to change anything. I can't do nothing. I gave him all the information he needs to transfer it from one place to another. That's all that needs to be done. Something he's not doing right on his end. There's nothing I can tell him that he can technically going to fix anything. I've done all I can do.
Reginald, I would really appreciate it if you do that because he's the technical lead. And the client need to be directly tell him that he's facing the problem. I have already launched your complaint. That the website is not showing up. You just have to tell him directly. That's it. Not more than that. Nothing else. Okay.
Oh, man, it's ridiculous, man. All right, man, it's ridiculous, man.
Thank you very much.
I'm a tech. I'm not a tech. He's a tech.
Yeah, he's a technical lead. You just have to tell him. I'm transferring the line. Just hold up for a minute.
Hooray Journal, this is Sam Jones from Arbor Design. How are you?
What's up?
This is Sam Jones. How are you, sir?
All right.
All right. Actually, I'm the head of the department over here. So, Mr. Foster transferred your call to me because it's having a problem with your site. You are saying your site is not coming up on the Google or something, right?
Not showing up on the World Wide Web, man. www.mywebsite, it should come up no matter what I'm using, the phone, the computer, anything. And I use them all. It's not coming up. Because it's showing up on your end, don't mean nothing. You created it. That's why it's showing up on your end. It's be showing up on the World Wide Web.
Okay, so you are saying at this moment, this is the only issue you are facing, or you have you want to share any another issue with me as well?
I gave you access.
I'm just asking to you. This is the only issue are you facing at the moment, or do you have any other issue as well you are facing?
That's the only issue. The site is not played. We are done. We have done everything that we can do, just fixing the site and everything, but it's not published on the World Wide Web. I should be able to do www.mywebsite and come up, no matter what I'm using, what search engine. So it's coming up on y'all. See, that's going to come up on y'all because y'all created it. It's not on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm. I really do understand that. Just give me 1 second, if you don't mind, so I can go ahead and fix it right away for you. Within the next 2 minutes, 2 or 5 minutes, if you don't mind, can you give me a time? Like, till 5 minutes, so I can go ahead and fix this issue for you. Can you hold?
Go ahead.
Okay, just give me 5 minutes. Can you hold on the line so I can go ahead and fix this issue for you?
I'm holding on the line, man.
Thank you very much, sir. Take care. Just hold on the line. I'm getting back to you.
This is bullshit.
Hey, Reginald, are you with me? Are you with me, Reginald?
Yes.
Okay, Reginald, we have figured out the issue you're facing. You just need to spare only 10 minutes to me, and we'll, you know, just fix the issue, and you're good to go. And your website will show up on www.dshortsaleking.com. We finally figure out the issue. Okay?
Okay.
if you can just hold up, or you want me to call you back in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm holding. I'm holding on. I got it already in my phone, ready to hit it. If it's working, I'll know.
Okay. So you're holding the line, or you want me to call you?
Yes, I'm holding.
Okay. Right. Perfect. Just hold on the line. Thank you very much.
Company to this management company, this is a big tax deduction. Now, you're probably thinking, Carlton, what the hell am I going to use a management company for? No, you're already managing your business. You're just choosing to do it inside of your operational company. You're coming here and acting like a manager right now. Let me look over this. Let me make sure payroll's going well. Mm. Let me make sure my ad team is doing well. Let me check in with my marketers. Let me check in with my business development. You're doing managerial responsibilities inside of your operational company. You're not getting paid for that. You can have your management company manage your operational LLC for Instaboost, for your clothing brand, and for your branding, and house this income up here and take management expenses that are completely different than your operational expenses. Now, you can go manage your company from Bora Bora and write off the trip because this corporation decided to hold its annual meeting in Bora Bora instead of here in California. This management company can have its own car, its own home office. Do you see now?
I definitely.
It could have its own retirement. I could hire my sister inside of this management company and give her a 401k.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's say I wanted to go into real estate. I'm managing my own investment property. It's an Airbnb. It doesn't really require a lot of work. I get paid for managing it, and I get cash flow from running my operation. Right? Same situation. So we use management companies as a pretty big strategy to offset taxable income. It creates another tax deduction, right? Yeah. And then we use charging order state to keep your name offline and to keep you protected in the event of a lawsuit. Because the lawsuit that our agents say with the money we're making, I know it's all natural. Yeah, I think I might have been raised it, but I like Wyoming. Yeah, at my favorite state to set up the code.
I'm happy. I'm so glad we went over this because you see what's going on. Like we are, as we're growing, people are crazy, man. And so like,
Everything
you set up, like
I've seen everything
the right way.
Mhm.
Yep. And the needs, house, right?
Yeah.
Employees. This is like your operational expenses and the income that comes into the company.
Yeah.
I want to know how this also works with JV partnerships. So that's another thing that I'm doing, but I'm doing it through my personal brand LLC.
Mm-hmm.
So separate from Instagram.
Exactly.
Now, how does that work with the JV partnership?
So this now becomes a multi-member LLC, right? Where maybe you decided that you wanted to get into partnership with somebody so you guys both own the company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have a multi-member LLC and you're right inside your operating agreement. Every LLC has to have an operational agreement.
Mm-hmm.
How each partner, right, 50%, let's just say 50% each partner, how each partner is going to operate inside of this LLC. Oh, this partner is responsible for the tax returns and making sure that they find the accountant.
Mm-hmm.
This partner is responsible for keeping us doing hiring and in the event that we both decide that we want to leave the company, it's already been written in the operating agreement how to buy each other out, buy and sell agreement. Right? So now there's layers to your operations that you're running. And this operational entity, this one's a partnership. But over here, this one's not a partnership. So how do we focus on the operating agreement in here? Because you don't want to get screwed by your partner.
Right?
So let's lay out right now how we are going to operate inside of this LLC that we own together.
Yeah.
Or if I own the LLC and you just want a percentage, that's something else. Maybe I can send you a consulting fee, right?
Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? Because let's just say I'm running this clothing brand and you want to come in and help market the services of my clothing brand because you're really good at marketing.
Yeah.
Well, rather than bringing you on as a partner, maybe I bring you on as someone who's providing services, you get commissioned out. So now I'm paying you a fee every single month for what you're doing for my company.
Mm-hmm.
Just no different than a contract.
Yeah.
No different.
So this is something important because I've seen some numbers and I haven't done this. So it's obviously like not set up like correctly. Like I just had an LLC, I have multiple of them.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the company is not like controlling these LLCs.
Yeah. So that means just all the LLCs are just operating on its own. They're not feeding into anything. They're just standalone operational companies. Yeah. But each LLC could take its own write-off. Each LLC could have its own vehicle. Could have its own home office.
So now that I'm going to create this, like, today,
mm-hmm. essentially you're going to have to resubmit statements of information for each one of these entities,
okay,
letting the government know, oh, bro, by the way, I know my name's underneath all these. Actually, I need to put my management company. My management company is an owner of these entities.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for that.
Washer and dryers, I'm going to write those things off 5 years. If it's flooring, I'm going to write that off in 10 years. If it's the roof, I'm going to write that off in 15 years. So I'm reallocating the entire building's $1 million and writing off certain components in different amount of time. The government created what's called bonus depreciation. Many people know that because you can write a vehicle that weighs over 6,000 pounds off in 1 year.
Yeah.
If I use bonus depreciation on your rental property, everything that I just reallocated gets written off in 1 year for you. Normally, when I'm leveraging an investment property, I get about 60% of the building's value in 1 year. That's a $600,000 tax deduction. So if you have $600,000 that came over to your personal tax return, I just created a $600,000 tax deduction on the returns for you. You could be tax-free if you made $600,000 on your tax return by having one investment property. And it should make sense.
The management company has to be what?
It doesn't even matter if you have a management company.
Or is it LLC? Any LLC is buying it, and then that's where you can.
Well, it would be nice for you to have an LLC, but no, some people don't use LLCs when they buy rental. But if you had your operational companies coming to your individual tax returns, you're going to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to avoid taxes without having to spend more money, you could spend your money on an investment property that's going to pay you, knowing that the government gives you depreciation. I'm choosing how much I want to take in the first year for you. If I choose to take this amount of depreciation, this is a lot of depreciation, I'm going to offset whatever money you have sitting on the tax return. So if you show up with $600,000 on the tax return and I have a $600,000 loss, you're tax-free. Which means heading into the next year, you just pocketed all the money that your company's made,
mm-hmm.
plus you have an investment property.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in a situation where you can play this game with me. It's a real estate game that I want to play with people.
Yeah.
So I want to get you to buy rentals to offset your working income.
Mm-hmm.
This is passive. This is active. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So your passive losses from real estate that I generated, which is called depreciation, needs to offset your active income from rentals. My branding business, my clothing business. Let's say this year, after all your write-offs, you made $600,000 in net business income after paying employees, after paying everybody, $600,000 left over in my company. I would say, hey, man, I know with this $600,000, $200,000 is going to Uncle Sam in taxes. Do you want to pay that? You'll say, no, Colton, I don't want to pay $200,000. Okay, give me this, and let's go buy this. This pays you, gives me this tax deduction that I can use to offset the $600,000 in taxable income you have. Now you have a $600,000 loss working against the $600,000 positive income. We're at net zero on the tax return. For the government, we made no money. We can do this over and over and over again. Even though we're making millions, we can just leverage the strategy over and over and over again. It's a rent and lease method. I have some clients that probably won't ever pay taxes ever again. They just won't because we have enough real estate on the tax returns and we just keep doing this over and over again. They're like, dude, I'm about to make 8 figures. I'm like, bro, we have enough rent. We're just not going to pay taxes.
And we have to be rental type properties.
They have to be rentals. They can be Airbnb or long-term rentals, but preferably Airbnb.
Okay.
Preferably Airbnb. Make sense?
And it's perfect.
This is like what Robert Kiyosaki was trying to tell people with both cash flow and bottom. Like, how do you go from, like, the rest of the trading the time for money into becoming a professional investor? This is the part you really can teach.
Yeah, it's
right.
The strategy always comes to real estate.
Mm-hmm. This is the strategy. So, when I teach this to somebody and their eyes open up about it, they're like, yeah, I know I now need a property because I'm going to make 10 more money now.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that I'm not going to pay off the thing. We had a client that made like $9.6 million this year. He wrote a check to the government for like $400. It was like the craziest thing. He's like, well, can't I always do this? I was like, yeah. But you have to stay in the game. Because if you exit the game of real estate, the game's over.
Yeah.
Now the taxes show up again. We don't have the losses working anymore. So real estate requires you to stay in the game. And that's what Grant Cardone was saying. He's like, if you ever touch the money in real estate, you get burned. You try to sell the property, you're going to get burned. All the depreciation I took comes back to your tax return as income to you.
Yeah.
That's how you get burned.
Yeah.
So everything I did gets unwound. Everything gets unwound. before you, and you went and just tore your ACL all over you. Mm-hmm. Everything gets unwound. Okay? So this right here, once you understand it, gets really, really fun, because now you're focused over here on making money and not worrying as much about how much you have to budget for taxes. I'm not paying taxes. I'm not ever going to pay taxes, because I'm focused on building a real estate portfolio that helps me offset my ordinary income.
So if I have this money to make my financial property, then I don't pay taxes either, because the losses outweigh the cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Probably going to give you, 30 G's in a year? Let's just say 40 G's. That's a $600,000 loss. You got 540 now flowing over. You know what I'm saying? You're offsetting. You're never going to pay a tax on the cash flow.
That's different.
That is different. You're probably thinking, if I front-loaded all this depreciation and you took $600,000, I'm only left with $400K. So what happens after the $400K gets wiped out? You have no more depreciation, right? So the goal would be for you to either, one, use the money that you've saved from not paying taxes to zero and buy another investment property, or sell this one via a 1031 exchange. So a 1031 exchange is telling the government, I want to sell that property, but I don't want to pay any taxes on it. So I'll go buy another investment property, and I'll let you know I'm going to buy an investment property, and you will have to partner with me, so I don't pay any taxes on it. So the government will let you sell your existing rental property for however much you want to sell it, but as long as you identify another property that you're buying or trade, and then they will allow you to offset 100% of your capital gains by rolling it over into the property. You have to just close on the transaction in 180 days, 6 months. You have 6 months to close on a new property when you're going through the 1031 exchange. And then you won't pay any taxes. So this $1.5 million property you bought in 2022 is now $1.9 million, and you want to sell it. If you go to the 1031 exchange, you're not going to pay any taxes on that 400 gains. Okay? You'll just sell it and buy another property that's equal in value. That's $1.9 million, right? Yeah. And then now you can cost take a $1.9 million property and you keep leveling up.
That's a great game. I want to play that game. That's a great game. I'm going to opt to that. Sorry. That is level for this.
Oh, you're going to talk to that.
No. I'm going to put that out. I'm going to separate it now with a bunch of them today. That would be great game as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll set you up a parent coach LLC is what I would recommend.
Okay.
Yeah, Aaron Cope LLC, and I'll set it up in Wyoming. Yeah.
And then from there, you have to do that. If I get all those things with ownership.
Hey, fine.
Yeah. I should have done that day. At least that would be
good. Yeah. And nothing would change for you. All bank accounts stay the same. Money stays the same. And it's just at the end of the year now, you're going to move money from your operational company, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, you're going to move money from your operational company into your management company to record the tax deduction that we're looking for. These are all tax deductions. Right? The reason why you wouldn't do it right now is because you don't know what you're going to finish the year doing.
Yeah.
And you don't know how big of a write-off.
Yeah.
So why not wait to pull the trigger on making the management expense until the end of the year, and we know exactly how much left we need to wipe out?
Uber One because I hate delivery fees and I need to save money for when I get canceled. And I don't want to go back to selling pictures of my feet. I mean, how would I even do that? Find out at BigNaturalToes.net. Join Uber One or don't. I don't care.
One back to the A plane just after taking off for Florida in perfect weather suddenly plummeted to the ground, along with 8 passengers, Olivia, a young Brooklyn native, and a talented singer and actor.
Shockingly, this pilot was not certified to fly the ill-fated plane.
Barely, but Olivia got for a wrongful death. He got paid $90 million for that.
There is no doubt in my mind that Olivia was murdered by her own team. Why did Hype Williams move her music video shoot from Miami to the Bahamas, where she ultimately died from an accidental plane crash, which should never have been an accident in the first place, because Lenny Kravitz sent a private plane to Olivia, which Hype Williams took from her. And of course, her abusive uncle, Barry Hankerson, took no blame for this accident, because he went to the court and told them 4 days before they went to the Bahamas that if anyone were to get hurt, that he doesn't want to be held liable. He wants to take zero responsibility. So we've got a bunch of sketchy men who are organizing a music video shoot to take place in the Bahamas without valid transportation. The plane that Olivia died in wasn't even made for passengers. It was a cargo plane. The pilot was on cocaine and alcohol, and Olivia wasn't even conscious when she was brought onto the plane. So who is at fault here? Because Olivia deserves justice. So let's get into it. So on August 25th, 2001, we lost Aaliyah in a plane crash, which was deemed an accident, but I believe that her death was a wrongful death because this plane accident wasn't an accident at all. So Aaliyah was traveling filming a music video when she passed away. This man, Hype Williams, actually moved the shoot to the Bahamas when they were already filming in Miami and using a green screen. Some people believe that this was a ploy to get Aaliyah traveling on her own because she's usually with her brother or her mother while she's traveling to shoot, so they could get her to the Bahamas and avoid the additional family members. This man, Hype Williams, is also connected to another artist named Left Eye, who passed away in Honduras when they were on a trip together. So there's something going on with this Hype Williams fellow.
So what I was really more tight about was that I had heard that Lenny Kravitz sent the jet and then Hyper took the jet. So that was really what me off about the situation when I heard about that. So we did ask Hyper about that.
That's what I said. Have you ever talked to Hyper about it? We'll have that conversation, though.
Yes. But I also have to leave. Yeah, let me test it.
I feel like you have some things to say.
So Aaliyah was working with a choreographer named Fatima, which I'm sorry if I mispronounce her name. I listened to about 5 different ways to pronounce this name, and it seems to be Fatima. So Fatima claimed that Aaliyah got a phone call stating that Dame was in an accident, which prompted her to leave. At this point, she was dating this man, and she was probably concerned about her boyfriend, so she headed out. But after a warning that the plane was too heavy, she became extremely nervous and didn't want to get on the flight. People had claimed that she was drugged and carried on. This is something we talked about in a previous video, that Aaliyah was supposedly on some type of medication and just, like, brought onto the plane. Like, she wasn't even conscious. Fatima also took a picture of Aaliyah sleeping on the boat, claiming that she looked peaceful and wanted to capture the moment. Fatima would stay behind, claiming that she wanted an extra day on the island, which she was lucky for that one because she ultimately saved her life. But did she know something that we didn't know? When Aaliyah was out in the Bahamas shooting her music video, Lenny Kravitz actually sent her a private plane, which is very generous. But Hype Williams, the man who moved the shoot out to the Bahamas, took this plane, which is really convenient for him. But it's pretty suspicious that Lenny ever sent this plane in the first place. And when it comes to the plane that Aaliyah took, why was it available for takeoff if it was too heavy? Who approved for it to leave the runway? And the pilot had cocaine and alcohol in his system and a suspended pilot's license.
2 weeks before the crash, Aaliyah's pilot, Luis Morales, had been on the wrong side of the law when he got arrested for possession of crack cocaine and got probation after a traffic stop on July 7th, revealed traces of cocaine in his car. The autopsy further revealed traces of cocaine and alcohol. Shockingly, this pilot was not certified to fly the ill-fated plane.
Why would... be allowed to fly the plane? It seems like everything that could have gone wrong was going wrong, and there was no regulation. It makes you question who's the person who organized this entire thing, which is Hype Williams. But I do want to briefly give a shout-out to a couple of the Twitter accounts that I'm pulling from today. I will link them below because I have talked about this crash before now. I believe it's not an accident, and I found additional information I had to cover on my channel. As I mentioned earlier, Hype Williams ultimately moved the shoot to the Bahamas, and it seemed like he was trying to avoid Aaliyah's family, which her mother and her brother were there for her, but ultimately her family did, like, sell her off. I want to remind you guys that at some point she was married illegally to R. Kelly, which we have talked all about their relationship before. It is disgusting what he did to her, and thank God there's been somewhat, you know, justice nowadays. I mean, Aaliyah was mentioned in the court hearings when R. Kelly was in trial, so, I mean, justice was served, but Aaliyah isn't with us, and she wasn't able to see this man go down, who ultimately stole her innocence from her.
He told me that they were married, that she was pregnant. The reason they got married was because they felt like if he was married to her, and if he didn't thought that she was 18, that he wouldn't be charged if someone found out she was pregnant.
R. Kelly's to blame, and her parents are to blame, because it's like they sold her to him. They had a sexual relationship that started when she was 15 and he was 28. They were married, and it was later annulled because the marriage wasn't even valid in the first place. But it's a really scary story when you look at her first album that he helped to produce, where she's quoted saying, "Age ain't nothing but a number." R. Kelly was harmful to Aaliyah. He took advantage of her, and she left clues behind through her music. Before Aaliyah's passing, she was featured in a film titled Queen of the Damned. This movie had a lot of foreshadowing of how evil the music industry could be. It also had some hints of her death. But I want to focus a little bit about this evil music industry, because it kind of goes hand in hand with her family, because her parents sold her off to R. Kelly, and her uncle was a big part of her music management. Her uncle's name is Barry Hankerson. He's the founder of Black Lounge Records and ex-husband of Gladys Knight, who she claims that he is evil. He is a known control freak in the music industry, not allowing artists such as JoJo to have rights to their music. He's also had issues with people like Toni Braxton. And Toni actually ended up suing Barry for $10 million. This guy is just not a good man. I mean, he continued to work with R. Kelly after the allegations of what R. Kelly did to Aaliyah were already out there. He was the one who introduced Aaliyah to R. Kelly.
Hey, Reginald, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, we have already set up the settings. It was actually your deal automator, the domains like issue, it was having an issue. We have already set up the settings from us, from our end, and we are waiting for Google to now point the domain. Everything is done, and we are just now waiting for the Google to point the domain, and your website will be good to go.
And it will be on Yahoo hosting, not the deal automator.
Yeah, the Cloudflare, actually, it was not from our side. The issue was not from our side. It was actually from the, you know, the your domain, the Cloudflare. It was not allowing us to, you know, the upload the DNS.
Transfer the name.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. But that's the information I gave y'all, so y'all can do that. I mean, they can't control that.
I'm very sorry. Yeah, I was so confused and I didn't understand what were you saying, and now actually we have already figured it out and already set up this all settings, and now we're waiting for Google to now point the domain, you know. So it's done from our side, and now we're just waiting for Google. Okay.
Okay.
So it might take some time, but it will surely be, the website will surely be go live globally with the www. Okay.
Okay, and it's on your, it's still, but it's on your hosting now. It's not on Deal Automator.
Yeah. Yes.
So you should be sending me some information, correct?
Yes, we will be sending you the information once the website goes live. We will surely be going to send you the information.
Okay.
We just want to make sure that the website goes live globally.
Okay, yes.
Okay, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience. I just couldn't understand what were you saying first, but now I totally understand it, and we've got the point, and we've already done it from our side, and just now waiting for the Google to point the domain, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for your cooperation and patience, Reginald.
Okay. I'll keep checking. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, Arjun. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.